game-deciding play that's been given up on our defense since Bielema has been there has been blown coverages. You know, I mean, you look back last year, Rutgers, last year, LSU, this year. I guess the exception of A&M. A&M actually made a play, but this past weekend was a blown coverage. There's a lot of blown coverages that's not play calls. It's not coaching. You just can't. You know, there's nothing you can do when you got guys out there that just go blank for a minute, and then next thing you know, in this league they're so good, they're by them.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Oh, we do got Boo. Let's go straight to the phones. Boo Williams.
What's happening?
What's going on, my man?
Woo, peace soon, baby.
What are you doing, Boo? What are you doing?
Man, I got a lot of stuff going on, man. It's really been a blessing, man, to really be doing some of the things that I'm doing. And, you know, it's like a really eye-opener for a lot of people, too. What I've been doing is I started an organization called the Players Advocate Group through the Crosby Center in San Diego, California, where we bring in athletes to get their brain scans and all different type of treatment for depression, anxiety, et cetera. So, you know, it's really been a humbling experience seeing all the guys that's been coming through.
Let me give you the proper introduction. Everybody knows Boo Williams, played with Clint Sterner, was one of his wide receivers, then went on to an NFL career out of Tallahassee, Florida, 6'4", 265.
Yeah, man. I'm probably about 255 now, man. I had to slim down and get my sexy on.
Where are you living now?
I'm living in between San Diego, California, and New Orleans.
Okay, now, can you tell us a little bit about the Dog the Bounty Hunter TV show? And you were on that show. And,
yeah.
And at the time, are you still doing that, bounty hunting?
What we do is me and my wife and my father-in-law, we have a family business. So it's been in the family for a long time, and you know,
chasing criminals is that the family business?
Chasing bad guys.
Okay, I got it.
We go get the bad guys, man, and you know, it sometimes it's not all about getting the bad guys because some of these people are not bad; they just make bad decisions. So you know, we just try to really help them and really get them, you know, off the street or back in jail.
And there was that one episode where they went down to New Orleans and
two.
There was two episodes, okay, and then you guys got
it. We're really good friends, man. We're really good friends. I talk to Dog and Leland. I talk to them guys every other day, man. They're real good friends of mine. And, you know, we also lean on each other for different types of advice. And, you know, Dog, he's telling me that he wants to come down and do a show with me for the things that I'm doing with the NFL athletes.
That's a good deal. You guys would be a scary match, that's for sure. I'm assuming you keep up with the Razorbacks each week as much as you can.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm mad, man. I'm down in the dumps.
Well, it's been a rough couple of years. There's no question. Did you go to the Sugar Bowl a couple years ago when we played New Orleans?
I went to the Sugar Bowl, and you know, my thing is on the outtake of the Razorbacks is, you know, it's a lot of tradition that goes on with the Razorbacks, and all I can see is a lot of tradition is not being stored back into the university. Because, you know, the way that we're losing is really unacceptable. Because if that was Houston Nutt, he's gone. Tell me I'm not lying.
No, he didn't even lose like that, and he was still getting criticized.
And there's the awkward silence.
Yes. And that's the thing, is we just got to get back on that track of getting those guys all on the same page. Because, you know, when I played with Clint, man, that was one of my best experiences. You know, I had the opportunity to go to any school in America, and I chose those guys because they were like family. You know, every school I went to, I didn't see that family type atmosphere. But when I went to Arkansas, it was like everybody was a family, everybody was close. And when you got guys that are close and guys that are like family, you play for one another. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see guys playing for one another. Guys are playing to get stats, and guys are looking like they're trying to look good and build up numbers, but nobody's playing together.
Clint was making that point, too, of how you guys understood who your leaders were, and everybody pitched in and make sure you got things taken care of. Boo, we got the top of the hour break coming up here in about a minute. So I'm glad you called in. I wish we could have spent a little bit more time with you. You got to promise
to... that's Clint's fault, man. I've been trying to get up in touch with Clint for months, man. I ain't even heard from him, man.
I've been calling New Orleans, man. You were in San Diego. I didn't know you was in
calling
San Diego.
Calling the wrong place. Hey, Boo, let's get you back on to talk about what you're doing, the program that you have, and a little bit more football, too, because I'm sure you got a lot more to talk about than this guy sitting right here next to me, Stern. I want to know from a wide receiver's point of view. We always get the quarterback's point of view. What about the wide receivers?
Okay, got it.
All right, Boo, man. Be good. Thanks for calling in, bro.
All right, now.
Okay, take care.
Yeah.
Boo Williams. Eddie Lee Boo. We didn't even get a chance to talk to him about his – well, how'd he end up going by? Boo.
Yeah, man, yeah,
Eddie
man,
Lee.
He's an interesting cat, man. He'd be great to have on a consistent basis. You never know what's going to come out. The kid was a beast on the football field. Golly. It's amazing to me he's not still playing.